everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of Eagle's Eye Report on Wednesday, July 13, 2022. I'm your host, Roger Landry, TLV, and my co-host and producer and my friend and a fellow patriot is Stephen Roberts. The title of today's show is, oh yeah, get ready for this, Republicans, You Will Be Held Accountable. And yeah, we're going to get into depth on exactly what that means and why I even put it up there. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Now, I say that every week, and I also say on a weekly basis, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show. But today, reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. That's the reason for Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. And for that, our immense thanks to Annie. And also on PSM Radio and SoFlow Radio. And we are very appreciative to both of these platforms as well. Stephen is my co-host. Stephen is the producer. That makes Stephen, as I say every week, the most important person on this show. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm tired, but I'm, other than that, I feel okay.
I know the thing about being tired. I actually do. Not so much today, though, because I've been running ragged with server issues and other things. So tired wasn't anything I could really slow down long enough to think about. Maybe I will when this show is over. I may just, like, drop in my tracks and take a nap. But we will see. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth. That's what we do. That's why we present this show, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. The reason for TLBTalk.com, and believe me, the Liberty Beacon Project has five other websites. My eagerness to put up another website wasn't something, it was, oh God, why don't I just put another website? It's like, I don't already have enough to do over the course of the day and the others, phenomenal people who are involved in this project. But we needed a place where we could go and talk. The Liberty Beacon Project has already been totally eliminated from Twitter. In between Musk attempting to buy it when he made his first bid, the big one, the one he has since pulled back, and his decision to not buy it, which I think he may eventually do if they give in and give him a low enough price, they went through and cleaned house. They wanted to do this before, and in case he did step in and take over. And this way, they could get rid of a lot of what they consider to be the riprap, like the Liberty Beacon Project, which spends all of our time basically telling you exactly why people on Twitter who are considered their heroes or heroines are literally liars or misrepresenting. So we have been kicked off of there. We have been shadow banned on Facebook to the point where if you say the Liberty Beacon Project, a lot of people today will say who? YouTube is in the process of getting us literally kicked to the curb because it seems like every other day we are now getting a flash up saying this video you posted 5 years ago goes against our community standards. There's another strike against you. So it won't be too much longer before YouTube literally shuts us down as well. And hopefully we have all of those videos so that we won't lose hundreds of videos. But if you wanted a place to go and discuss things with TLB or a place to go and discuss things with those you know are representing the truth, or if you wish to find out the truth, it's becoming more and more rare every single day. This was the necessity for TLB Talk. It wasn't done because we thought it would be cool. It wasn't done because we had so much extra time. We figured, hey, how can we fill up all of this extra time we have? It was done out of total necessity. It was done to give you a place to go and teach, but also to learn. Because if you step up to TLBtalk.com because you have things that other people you feel need to know, and you can back up what you say, don't you think there aren't other people out there who have the exact same mission? So if you can go there to teach, you can also go there to learn. And in my eyes, this makes this a very valuable platform. To put it to you bluntly, it's not there to make money. There is no corporate advertising on any of our websites, including TLB Talk. If you want to put $5 a month in the bucket to help us expand and keep it going, that's what drives us. That is the engine that drives this website. It is of, by, and for we the people. Gee, where have I heard that before? But anyway, that is the sponsor of Eagle's Eye Report. Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, information about this show is always included in an article on thelibertybeacon.com on Thursday, the day after this show is live. And it is always on tlbtalk.com by noon central. And all you have to do is go there and look on the slideshow anytime after noon central, and you will see the big eagle, the animated eagle. And that, of course, is the mascot for Eagle's Eye Report. And when you see that on the slideshow, click there. It'll take you right to the article. So everything we talk about, including references, including links to other articles that may pertain to this topic, are always published there, along with the ability to listen to this show again if there are parts you have missed or things you wish to refer back to. Okay. Today's show is based on an article by Jeff Crower. Now, when I say based on, I'm saying that basically he had a great idea and we're going to utilize that to put forward some information. As you all know, it's never an article that is word for word. It is an outline because there are some great concepts in it. But you will have my opinions, you will have Steve's opinions, and you will have conclusions not necessarily contained in the article, but conclusions that are drawn from us because of the information in the article. So, again, the title of the article is Republicans Must Listen to the Voters, Not the Media. I'm going to repeat that because it makes a hell of a lot of sense. Republicans must listen to the voters, not the media. Now, let's go back to the title for the show. The title for the show is Republicans, You Will Be Held Accountable. What are we talking about? Before we start into this article, let's lay the basic groundwork. We are looking at a country that is literally on the ropes. Okay? We are looking at a country where our economy is on its knees, where our system of education is on its knees, where our military is literally going to its knees. And I just did a show on RBN on Sunday about that. We are looking at a nation where we may be defaulting very soon on a national debt that is totally out of control. We are looking at a country where to call it anything less than that, when you have millions of illegals coming across the border unhindered, millions. That's an invasion, especially if nobody's doing anything to stop it on a federal level. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper too. So we have an invasion of our southern border. And I could go on and on. All of these things are happening as we speak. So when I say we have a country that's about to go to its knees, I'm not joking. This is not fear porn. This is telling you exactly what is happening. Now, all of this has happened since Joe Bob got installed in the Oval Office. No, he didn't win that election. And anybody who still thinks so really hasn't done any homework at all. So since the beginning of the Democratic rule in the United States, total rule, meaning they have a majority in the People's House, they have a majority in the Senate, and they have a puppet in the White House, which means they literally control the governance in this country. What we have seen is all of this, up to and including taking the United States and ripping it away from energy independence and making us so dependent that Joe Biden on his way to Saudi Arabia to beg the prince to give us some oil, and he's probably going to be sent packing. Okay? To the point where he is taking oil out of our strategic reserve in order to keep the price of oil at least to a level that some of us may be able to afford. Back up, Roger. Hold on a second. Didn't you just tell everybody on your show on Sunday that Joe Bob, and of course a lot of other people have said this, said 5 million barrels of oil from our strategic reserve, which is there in case of national emergencies to take care of either our military or the civilians in need of fuel. Didn't Joe Bob ship 5 million barrels of oil sold to Europe, Asia, and China? And let me see, the oil that was sold to China, wasn't that sold to one of the contacts that his son Hunter Biden has business dealings with? This is the strategic reserve oil that should have been spread out across the country, even if it was only temporary, to help mitigate the massive cost coming out of your pockets, at least until he decided, yeah, we can build a pipeline, yeah, we can continue drilling, yeah, we can do all of the things that I said we can't, which he's never going to do. Thus, this show. It was a long lead-in, but here we are, okay? Here we are. All of this is happening on a liberal watch that is literally destroying America. To most Americans right now, the only thing they see in sight that could possibly mitigate this massive destruction of America. No, that's not an overstatement. That's an absolute fact. We are looking at the destruction of America. And the only thing that may be able to mitigate this is the 2022 midterm elections, which we are going to do our best as we the people to make sure that the Republicans step in, because of all they said they would do for us, will step in and rescue this country. But what if they don't? What if the rhinos and the people who have been so long in Congress and the Senate and are so bought and paid for say anything, which they have a habit of doing, but never follow up on it, or stab you in the back and then try to give you a real good excuse as to why that had to be done that way anyway? Okay, let's go back to the title of the show. The title of the show, Republicans Must Listen to the Voters, of the article, is Republicans Must Listen to the Voters, Not the Media. The title of the show, although, is Republicans, You Will Be Held Accountable. Okay, before I jump into the article, anything to say about that, Steve? Do you think these puppies ought to be held accountable?
Well, certainly. I do. I do. I had the values of you know, the Republican Party at one time. But I remember all throughout the 80s.
Yeah.
I think I touched upon this last week when you were gone, or I touched upon it at some point somewhere on air. But, you know, I started to become disillusioned with the Republican Party because they were what they referred to as reaching across the aisle to the Democratic Party for whatever reason they were giving at the time. You know, it doesn't really matter what the reason is. And I would always think to myself, I don't want nothing to do with these people. I want them out of the country. I want the values that I want. And millions of voters did say the same thing also. You know, they want the values that we want. And this this child molesting agenda just isn't going to get it. No. It wasn't going to get it back then, and it isn't going to get it now.
Not only do I agree with you, but I would not ever tell anybody I am a Republican. What I would say is that I am an individual with conservative beliefs. But to say I am a Republican buys into far too much of what they pretend.
Yes.
So let's get into this, okay? As our nation descends into a recession, and Americans worry about how to pay their bills and feed their families, leaders in the Republican Party have decided to keep quiet. Their strategy is to let the political party in power, the Democrats, self-destruct. Now, let's talk about that for a second.
That was my thoughts years and years ago.
Yep. The thing of it is, if you stop to consider it, they are self-destructing. There is no doubt in my mind that the liberals are so far past the point of no return that even having any hopes of retaining at least the House, okay, they may retain the Senate, we'll see, but I don't even think that's going to happen. I think they're past the point of no return. So what the Republicans are saying is, we're just going to shut up, sit back, and watch as they kill themselves. Watch as they make their chances of holding on to power impossible. Now, a lot of you out there are going to think, well, you know, that makes sense. But let's take that one step further. I can sit here and watch you make it so bad that you can't possibly get reelected or hold power via a majority. But what the hell is that doing to the people you represent? I'm going to let you destroy as much as you can so you can piss off enough people so that we're going to get elected and you're not going to. This is exactly what's happening, people. This is what's happening. Let's let the Democrats put the American people through total freaking hell so that they can't get reelected. Now, does it make sense when you put out that one little sentence that says they're pretty much keeping their mouth shut and letting the Democrats hang themselves, and you drop it right at that? Yes. But when someone like me steps up to say, but what about? It's never the statement that hangs you. It's always the what abouts. And Roger's all about the what abouts. So this is what we're looking at. Right now, we're looking at Republicans that are actually doing nothing for us. Stop and think about what Roger just said. Stop and think about the last time a Republican, I don't know, filed a lawsuit. The last time the Republicans got together as a total group, okay, and put a move on what the liberals were doing. When's the last time that type of leadership was put in your face? No, the last thing they want to happen is for themselves to make an oops. They want the Democrats to do all the screwing up between now and the November elections, because that ensures them a victory. But what will it do to you and I? Without question, Democrats have done a horrible job leading the nation. That's not a joke, that's a fact. As the party in control of Congress and the White House, Democrats are responsible for the high inflation, the gas prices, and are wrecking the nation's economy to the point where recovery may be a long, hard, slow, blistering process.
Oh, come on, Roger. That's all Russia's fault. You know that.
Of course it is. It's Putin's Putin. Yeah, it's all about Putin. We're Putin it on Putin.
Mark and Chet's got a question for you. Why are you shocked about the Republicans doing nothing?
Oh, I'm not shocked about it. I'm not shocked about it at all. When I say I'm shocked, what I'm saying is, isn't this ridiculous? I have actually been writing articles about this for 10 years. Go to the libertybeacon.com, type Roger Landry in the search bar, hit enter, and look what Roger has to say about the Republicans and the Democrats for the last 10 years. So if anybody thinks that this is shocking me, please don't think that. Please don't think that at all. I've written hundreds of articles putting the Republicans on notice, and I am a conservative. Okay, so that's a good question, and thank you for asking it. I appreciate it. The more interaction we get like that, the more we can tune this to what you actually need to hear. So please, if you got a question or you've got a statement, send it over to my good friend, Stephen, and he'll let us know about it. All right, next. President Joe Biden has been an unmitigated disaster. And I really don't like calling him President Joe Biden, but that's the way our author of this article put it. And each time I give you a talking block, I started off with a sentence or two from the article, and then about 90% of it is me blowing hot air or whatever you want to call it. So he starts it off with President Joe Biden has been an unmitigated disaster. Had I written that sentence, it would be Joe Bob has been nothing but an unmitigated disaster. Arguably, he has also committed a variety of impeachable offenses. The list includes selling crude oil from our strategic petroleum reserve to foreign nations, including our enemy communist China. He also opened the southern border and allowed an invasion of millions of illegals. Look, if 100,000 people came across in 5 years, that's not an invasion. Okay, that's just sloppy border patrolling. All right, but if millions come across over the course of 1 year, that's an invasion. Why do I and this phenomenal author say that this is an impeachable offense? I'm going to go one higher. That is a treasonous offense. He has committed treason by doing this. Why do I say that? If you remember what the president says, Joe Bob himself and every other president who got sworn in, he swears to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This guy has not only not stemmed the flood, millions of illegals coming across the border, he has enhanced it. They know they're going to get put on planes, buses, and trains and, you know, piped all over the country and given money and a great place to live and, you know, food stamps and the whole nine yards. They know this. They're encouraged to come here. And that's done at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning. They come into your city. You don't even know they're there until you go into Walmart 2 weeks later and you see a bunch of people who cannot speak English and they weren't there before, but they're there now. Why is this treason? Out of a little over 100,000 people that have actually been sifted through the border control, they have found at least 45 to 50 individuals on the known terrorist watch list. So they have found between 45 and 50. The last time I heard it was 44 and someone else said it was 49. So that's why I'm saying between 45 and 50 known terrorists out of that 100,000. Didn't I also tell you and everybody else listening to this that, you know, how many of these people have never been stopped at the border? There's millions coming across. There have been well over a million people cross that border that were never stopped, that were never checked, that were never investigated. If out of 100,000, I can have as many as 50 terrorists, then out of over a million, I may have 500 to 600 just doing the average math or more. And are these people being paid to get into the United States, flown to strategic locations, and sitting there awaiting future orders? Listen to me. He knows for a fact that the border is open. He knows for a fact that it is his job to stem the flow like Trump did. He knows for a fact that he's not only not stemming the flow, he's encouraging it, he's ignoring them coming across the border, and he's using your tax dollars to punt them all over the country and give them a more comfortable life than most of you can afford today. That, my friends, is treason. Is it impeachable? Of course it is. Is it treason? Yes, it is. Is selling our strategic oil reserve to communist China, okay, to a company that is represented by an individual who is a known business partner of his son's? Is that treason? Yes, it is. Why is this guy never going to be, at least for the immediate future, brought up on charges of treason or impeached? Because the Democrats control the House, the Democrats control the Senate, and it ain't going to happen until they don't. So this is where we're sitting right now. Okay, so again, the list of impeachable offenses, we'll leave treason out right at the moment, includes selling crude oil from our strategic petroleum reserve to foreign nations, including our enemy, communist China. He also opened the southern border and allowed an invasion of millions of illegal aliens. None of this is a joke, and these are, in fact, beyond impeachable offenses. They are both treason. In withdrawing our military from Afghanistan, Biden not only left behind over $80 billion, excuse me, in military equipment for the Taliban, a terrorist organization, to use, but also abandon innocent Americans behind enemy lines. Let me explain something to you. Roger worked for the military-industrial complex. Sorry about that. Over 30 years, if you include my actual time in the military as well. I know a lot about the weapons that are sold across the planet. I know a lot about American citizens in countries that border on countries that are not friendly to the United States. I know a lot about all of this. It's what I did for a living. Biden was flat out told, okay, when he decided to pull out of Afghanistan, that there was the capability to remove all Americans and all those who had helped or worked for Americans while we occupied Afghanistan. Because if you leave Americans behind, that's bad. But if you leave behind those who have worked for the Americans, they're probably going to get killed by the Taliban, and a lot of them are, and more of them are every day. Wow. Sorry, rough throat. So what we're looking at is he was told over and over and over again by his these intelligence agencies, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Bam, he did it. He did it, and exactly what happened. How can you call it a mistake when you were told over and over again you can't do this, and you do it anyway, and exactly what you were warned against happens, unless it was done intentionally? If all of the wrecking of America's economy and everything else is being done to bring America to its knees, you cannot take any nation, especially one as powerful as the United States, to its knees unless you ensure that their military is a laughingstock. And I did an entire show on the military as well, and we won't get into that real deep because I have a feeling next week that's one of the topics we're going to be discussing. Matter of fact, I did a show basically stating how our military is being intentionally destroyed. Okay, if you think that you can destroy a country's economy, that you can destroy a country's society, that you can destroy their medical system, that you can destroy their education system without destroying their military, you can't. You have to make sure that the military is ineffective. Otherwise, you may end up by losing in the long run. So all of this is happening. All of this is happening right in front of our face. It's not a joke, okay? It's becoming evident that the president lied about his financial dealings with his corrupt son, Hunter. As vice president, he placed inappropriate pressure on the Ukrainian government to remove a prosecutor who is investigating the involvement of Hunter with notorious oil and gas company Burisma. And everybody here says, okay, that's just, that's hearsay. No, there's actually a video of him saying it. admitting it and laughing about it. Hey, guess what I did? Yeah, I leveraged this, and guess what they did? He actually brags about it. Is he really that stupid as to understand what he had just done? Obviously so. His actions are undoubtedly much worse than anything President Donald Trump ever did. Anything! While Trump was in office. Trump was impeached twice and is undergoing another Democratic Party effort to destroy him. The bogus kangaroo court or show trial known as January 6th Commission. All of this is being done to ensure that in 2024, he cannot run for president again. Well, so far, they haven't even come close to succeeding with that. But let's just step back for a second and look at all of the pieces we've already put on the plate. Looks like a feast in front of you, doesn't it? Anything to say at this point, Steve? Oh, we got a break here.
Yes, we do. Oh,
okay.
You're about 2 minutes past the break.
Well, that's all right. See, it's our show. We can put it anywhere we want.
And that's right.
We will pick this up on the other side.
Yes.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So, just before we left, I was asking Stephen if he had any thoughts about the absolute tyranny and treason that it was being performed right in front of American eyes. Any words on that, Stephen?
Well, you know, I've had this idea in the back of my head, and it's a bit of a scary idea.
Uh-oh, duck!
Yeah, it's quite a scary idea if I can't take a minute or so to explain it. It's apparent that many voters felt like I did, and they became disenfranchised with the system many years ago like I did, and just stopped voting for it because, you know, I've heard this mantra since I was a little boy. Well, we're just voting for the lesser of two evils. You know, and yes. Voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil.
Yes.
And I haven't done it since 2008. And, you know, no one, in capital letters, no one has shown me anything to the contrary on why I should believe in them.
Agreed. Now, let me take that one step further because that's exactly what this show is about today. Okay? Let me take that one step further. We are looking at a liberal, a liberal gang that has a stranglehold on America right now. They literally control this country. We know for a fact that if we leave them in power, America will be brought to its knees and we will be handed over on the altar of global governance. That's not a joke. That's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. Why do you think so many people in Congress do absolutely nothing when Joe Biden's treason is slammed in our face over and over again every single day? The reason nothing is happening is because those who control the House and the Senate are not letting anything happen. Now, I started this out by saying I'm not a Republican. I will never call myself a Republican, but I am somebody who believes in conservative ideals. I do believe at this point that to allow, whether they are better or not, to allow the Democrats to continue in the reins of power or with the reins of power after these midterm elections, you might as well just swallow a bullet. Do I believe that, and I'm going to get to that, we're going into that in this show. Do I believe that we need to vote the Republicans in under the auspice that you will be watched? I'm going to say this early simply because of what you said, Steve, and this was going to come later, but let me say it now. We have a mechanism to keep a stranglehold on the Republicans. We have a mechanism to do that. If you are going to tell me I need to send you to Congress or I need to send you to the Senate because you are going to make sure that this treason goes away and Americans are treated as Americans should be treated, as the people who literally control this country and they are our servants. If you are going to be told that and you put a majority of Republicans into both the House and the Senate and they don't do that, the one mechanism we do have that does work, but it only works if we care enough to make it work, is called recall. And it is a mechanism that does work. And I think each and every individual, whether they're reelected or elected for the first time to replace a rhino with somebody who states they actually care, each and every Republican or conservative that heads back to either the House or the Senate has to be absolutely sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, because we need to make them sure that we will keep an eye on them. And if they slip across the aisle with their blue mates to continue this country on the path of destruction, we will bring them back so fast and replace them, they will get whiplash. We have that capability. They don't want you to know about it. They never talk about it. But yeah, you can recall any senator or any congressman at the will of the people. The problem here is, have you been hurt enough? Have you been pushed down hard enough? Have you lost enough? Are you tired of this crap enough to step up and fulfill your responsibility? Because you can blame Congress all you want, and Congress is both the House and the Senate. You can blame them all you want. But you need to understand you have always had the ability to bring them home and put someone in their place that will do what they are supposed to do, which is to represent you, not themselves. If we don't do that, then stop blaming the bought and paid for congressmen and senators and start looking in the mirror if you want blame. I am going to spend the next couple of months beating to death recall. That's my mission. Please say something, Steve.
Well, I jumped in there for a second because I thought you were getting ready to take a breath. But...
no.
You know,
you'd make a great diver, you know.
Yeah. There's a man over in Australia. He's his name is Romney Stewart, or Stumley. Yeah. Stuart Romney, one of the, I can't remember what his first name is now, but through his research, him and his group of people have found the reason why the cabal over there in Australia are doing the things that they're doing to the people. You know, everybody in the world says, well, why are they doing this? This is unconstitutional, whether it's the Australian Constitution or the American Constitution or the German, whatever the case is, it doesn't really matter. They use semantics. What he found was before the Crown invaded Australia, they knew about it for a few hundred years. It was mapped out in the middle of the 16th century or the 15th century, one or the other. I don't remember the dates now, what he said, but it was called Terra Australis. incognito, which means it wasn't found.
It wasn't right.
Widely known by the crown. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what they did. They stole the name from the continent of Australia and the country. There's a small island off Australia there, and I don't remember what the name of it now, but that is legally Australia. And that's the same as our Washington, D.C. That's the same as Britain's London city.
London.
Or the city of London. I don't remember which one it is. Yeah. There's London City is actually the corporation, and the city of London is where all the slaves live, and so is Wales and Ireland and Scotland, whatever the case is. But that needs to be the power of the corporation needs to be destroyed at every level.
Well, I don't agree the power of the corporation. I believe the power of the corporations imposing themselves as governance needs to be destroyed. But corporations are what makes the world go round. But I know that's what you meant. But I've got to get through this because and basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this article, and whatever time we've got left, we will throw some comments in because there's too much good information here, and we're down to a little bit over 15 minutes left. So I'm going to run through this, and then if you've got some points that you'd like to stick in there, Stephen, hold on to them, remember them, and we'll grab them before the show closes, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. So let me see. Democrats show no qualms about trying to annihilate President Trump using phony charges. In contrast, Republicans have tangible evidence to present regarding Biden. Largely, there is silence from GOP officials. In other words, everything they had on Trump was bull crap. It was a lie. But yet they literally wrecked the government damn near making these charges. We have absolute proof of what Biden has done, and the GOP is doing absolutely nothing. Each day, Republicans should be calling for the impeachment of Joe Biden. Every day, all of them with very loud voices. It's not happening. It will not hurt them at the polls, for there is no affection for Biden among American people. A new poll shows that his approval rating is only 30%, while an astounding 88% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. This has never happened in any president. If you want to talk about an unpopular president, let's talk about Jimmy Carter, who didn't come close to this, okay? He is so unpopular, it is insane. Republicans should also be demanding that the 79-year-old president submit to a mental competency test. Every day, Biden displays embarrassing gaffes, makes humiliating misstatements, and demonstrates his forgetfulness. Yet, he's running the country? It is a national security threat for our country to be led by Joe Bob, who is mentally incompetent. That's not a guess. That's not an overstatement. It's a fact. Unfortunately, other than a handful of congressmen, most GOP leaders are silent about this critical issue. And it is critical. Instead, many established Republicans were quite vocal about their support for the nation's first significant gun control legislation in decades. The bill passed with the support of 29 Republicans in Congress. It was accomplished because too many Republicans believed that the nation had to do something after the horrific school massacre in Uvalde, Texas. Yet it is never a smart idea to limit our Second Amendment rights in pursuit of nebulous gun control objectives that will never be achieved, and they won't be. So basically, it's theater. Many of these same established Republicans collaborated with President Biden to pass his pork-laden $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which will balloon the deficit while doing little to improve the poor road conditions throughout the nation. If you saw the graft in that bill, it would literally make you puke. The moderate wing of the GOP is very influential in Congress. In fact, if Republicans win control of Congress in the midterm elections this fall, two establishment Republicans will surely fill the leadership positions. In the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell is the clear favorite to be elected majority leader. In the House, Kevin McCarthy will more than likely and be elected as speaker. You are looking at two of the biggest rhinos you have ever seen in your life. You are looking at two people that are literally only conservative in name, because it will get them elected, because that is what the majority in their voting district wishes to see. They have literally stabbed us in the back so many times over the last couple of years, yet nobody speaks about this. The last two people I want to see heading the House and the Senate, the last two I would ever want to see is Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. But that's probably who we're going to end up with. Both GOP leaders are cautious moderates who inspire no confidence from the Make America Great Again, MAGA, base of the party. And believe it or not, it is the base of the party, Make America Great Again. Both express their anger with President Trump after the January 6th protests and wanted him removed from office. Without even a trial, without even having proof, without even why, because they're bought and paid for, and that's what their masters told them to do. Again, you all better remember what recall is. On principal issues, there is a clear disconnect between the grassroots base of the Republican Party and the GOP leadership in Congress. These party leaders want members to be timid and not attract attention with bold positions on controversial topics. Just shut up, you know, let the Democrats kill themselves and we can take power in November. But what do we do with it then? At this point, the stakes are too high, okay, for that type of thoughts. As the nation's economy is collapsing, congressional Republicans should be opposing Biden and the Democrats at every opportunity and promoting an updated contract with America. Okay? Congrats to Florida's GOP Rick Scott for creating an 11-point plan of action. But all Republican Party candidates need to rally behind a set of conservative principles that will be a blueprint to rescue the country after this election. And again, anybody that gets elected or reelected as a conservative needs to be told unequivocally, we will be watching you. You step out of line, you will come home so fast you'll get whiplash. And who will we get to replace you? Well, let me tell you what, you won't be going back. It is not enough just to criticize Biden and the Democrats for their horrific policies. Republicans must be initiative taking and show voters they have policies to address the major problems facing this nation. What problems? The economy, inflation, food shortages, gasoline prices, crime, our military. Would you like me to go on? Because I could finish the show just finishing that list. Republicans must take advantage of the Democrats' refusal to tackle the major concerns of the American people. While the American people are clearly worried about their finances and personal safety, Democrats are obsessed with climate change, the war on Ukraine, gun control, abortion, the January 6th insurrection. What a freaking lie. How the hell the word insurrection ever got into that? But that is the talking phrase now. The January 6th insurrection. The liberal media share the enthusiasm of the Democrats for their signature issues. But it isn't registering with Americans who want action on their basic concerns. This neglect has created a massive opportunity for the Republican Party. Republicans must exploit this political divide this election cycle. Republicans must stop falling for the media trap to work with Democrats. They must show support for MAGA principles. They are resonating with the American people if and when they do this. And yeah. And it's been articulated by Trump throughout his political career. Oh, gee, does that make it poison for the rhinos? Americans are tired of politicians who want to restrict their rights, grow the government, and send our tax dollars overseas while failing to address basic economic and security issues. While Biden and congressional leaders worry about the Ukrainian border, America's focus, is on our southern border, but our government isn't. We all suffer as a result of the southern border, whether it's fentanyl, whether it's child trafficking, whether it's, and I could give another long list, but it's being totally ignored. Treason, whether the issue is impeachment, okay, Biden's mental incompetence or the MAGA agenda, Republicans must be bold and convince Americans that if entrusted with power, they will, okay, depart from the usual political gamesmanship and actually do something constructive for the American people. And if they don't, let me beat this horse up one more time. You can't drive to Washington, D.C., put them in a car, take them home, and tell them you can't go back anymore. That's still your congressman. That's still your senator. You have built into the functioning of this government a mechanism for holding your representatives. Listen to me, not your leaders, not your bosses, your representatives. They actually work for you. You have a mechanism built right into our governance to control these representatives. It is called recall. This will be mentioned on every show I do, whether I'm a guest or a host, and I host two shows a week, and I usually guest on two or three a week. I will be discussing recall on each and every single one of them. Am I hoping like hell that the conservatives are going to take back the House and take back the Senate in a landslide? I sure am. And I am sure as hell going to be beating up over and over again that each and every one of these you sent either to Washington or back to Washington are told unequivocally and specifically, we will watch you every single day. When you step out of line, if you step out of line, we will drag you back to this state so fast you will get whiplash. They must be told that. They must be convinced of that. If we don't take the power we were given by the Constitution back, if we can't be responsible for putting this country back on track, if we are willing to trust those we know are corrupt, bought and paid for. If we are willing to trust them and go about our lives hoping they will cover our backs, then anybody out there who complains to me in the future, if I can, I'm going to reach over and smack you silly. Right now, the future of America is not in our politicians' hands. The future of America is in our hands and who we choose to represent us and what they know when they leave that state or that district and go to Washington. And one of the things they damn right well better know is that we know what recall is, and we are holding you accountable. Anything to say, Steve?
No. I did want to pass you something after the show, and we could talk about it at another time because, well, I'll be going to pool here in a little bit, but
yes. Let me explain something to everybody one more time, okay? This is not a time for anybody to say, if we just put a bunch of Republicans in there, everything's going to be better. McCarthy, no. I don't trust him, okay? I don't. And anybody who does trust him is an absolute freaking moron. They are. Okay? The Republican Party has literally been dragged down the crapper by people like this, what we call rhinos, over the years. This is what's happening. If you trust them, then you can't complain about the future. If you send them back, and if you wish to reelect them, reelect them, because they do hold power and their voices do mean something in Congress. But they also need to understand that we literally control whether they stay in Washington or not. They literally work for us. We will hold them accountable. What was the name of today's show? Not the article. What was the name of today's show? The name of today's show is Republicans, You Will Be Held Accountable. We do it or we stop complaining, because we'll have nothing to complain about. We will have literally created our own bed. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to beat this horse up anymore. I'm not going to say, gee, recall again, nor would I say recall again. And the last thing I'll probably say is recall. Do some homework, people. Find out what it is. You want to hold them accountable? You want to be in control? You want to turn America back to what you know it can be and should be? Stop complaining and start being responsible. When this show is over, no matter when you listen to it, go look up recall. Find out what it is. Spread the word. You want to be in control of this country? Anybody who tells you you can't be is a liar. And their only mission is to keep you from knowing you can be in control of this country. They are not our bosses. They are our representatives. Let's make sure they know that. All right, Steve, how much time we got left? Because I think you're about to close the door on us, aren't you?
Yeah. We have just a minute or so.
Okay. Anything else, Steve, at all?
I am only going to run under the assumption that we are only going to be able to save ourselves. No one's going to come save us.
This is exactly what I've been saying for the entire show, so that couldn't be more appropriate. By what Stephen says, saving ourselves, that's exactly what I'm telling you. If you can't stand up and make sure these people understand they work for you and you will be watching them, if you can't do that, don't complain about the destruction of America. Stick your tail between your legs. Go hide under the sofa. That's the best you're ever going to have. And who brought it on you? You did. I'm done.
Okay, everyone. Till next week.